back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of October 20th through October 26th. Getting ready for Samhain / Halloween, you guys. This is your host, Cardzi B. As many of you might already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So the energy this week, oh my God, did you guys have a crazy full moon? Because as Sister Shanti, one of my fave Insta witches, recently posted on Instagram, that Aries full moon squaring Pluto was no joke. For a lot of people and clients in my life, this was a huge wake-up call to take action in some way towards change in our lives. Even if it was uncomfortable, it was most likely, a move that inspired you to remove or shift something in your life for the better, which is really perfect as we head into the very end of Libra season this week and get ready to make that big transformative shift into the energy of Scorpio. A lot of people were having conflicts with loved ones, friends, family members, colleagues. I was not exempt from this. I have to tell you, I had a crazy full moon myself on the 13th. One of my very best friends has been going through a really challenging period after a breakup that happened this summer and still has not found a new apartment due to personal reasons, not financial ones. And just, it's been kind of a delay in this process, if you will. And despite the vow every weekend that she would finally get a new place of her own, she continued staying with friends on couches, for a couple months. And while I was in Toronto, she asked if she could stay at my place on the Friday that I was flying out. And I said, sure, of course. While I was at brunch the following morning, I got a camera notification on my phone because I have a little camera for my dog Lola, and I usually turn this off if someone is staying in my apartment out of privacy, but I forgot and I didn't expect her to be staying there because she asked when I was already at the airport. And something intuitively told me that I should look at this notification, which is weird, but I was like, I opened it up and I saw that yes, she was in my home and she also had brought someone else who clearly stayed over. And this was the day before the Aries full moon, and I felt my Aries rising start to just get the rage. And I am very open door with my core people. If what's mine is yours, and if you're one of my besties in my family, absolutely. But they also know I'm very protective of the energy in my home. And this felt extremely violating after a series of events that had occurred over the past couple months. And I just felt really just disrespected and kind of taken advantage of and not okay. So I took a few deep breaths and I texted her, hey, not cool that you wanted, that you brought someone into my home without asking. You know how I feel about that. So please let me know when you're out of the apartment. I'm gonna, have it cleaned, and please don't stay there the following night. Like I'm not feeling good right now. And I told her, I love you. I will always love you. We're gonna get through this, but I'm really hurt and disappointed right now. And we can speak about this later, but I have to go into a full day of back-to-back readings in Toronto. That's literally where I was headed as this happened. And this was a big lesson and opportunity for me because the Aries rising in me wants to hash everything out as soon as it comes up. It's that fiery Mars energy that Aries is ruled by. You know what I mean? Of that, like, we got to deal with this now. Even if your temper is so high, it may not be the best time to talk. I'm always that person, like, where I'm like, let's deal with it. But I was in another country and also 30 minutes out from having to do an entire day of 5 hours of back-to-back readings. And when I stopped and took a breath and stood back, looked at this big picture, there were people that booked slots for weeks in advance, people that were driving to Toronto from surrounding towns to come see me. And I needed to give them my A game. I needed to give the best possible readings I was capable of. So closed my eyes, meditated in the Uber on the way to where I was giving the readings, and asked the universe to help me put this aside and do the best work for the individuals I was going to meet that day. And I have to tell you, I had the best day. I did some of the most incredible and impactful readings, and that were just beautiful and healing for both sides, for me and for the clients. And I'm so grateful for that experience. when I finally returned to New York, and we'd exchanged texts throughout the weekend, and I was like, I love you, let's talk in person when I get back. When I got back to New York, you know, my friend had, she had someone come, a cleaning service, had the entire apartment cleaned, and after delaying for months, had actually gotten her own apartment the very next day after I asked her to please not stay in mine. And she told me she really needed that kick in the ass, and she actually thanked me. And I hugged her, and I told her how much I loved her, despite the fact that I, you know, I do not like having to play the role of mean mommy. I personally, with my Sagittarius son, I'm much more comfortable being that fun, sassy witch friend. But I guess that's the role we needed, both of us needed me to play in order for us to move forward stronger individually and in our friendship. You know, it really made us closer in ways. And we both, you know, had such gratitude for each other, even though it was a very unpleasant and jarring experience that it started out with. And I feel like that really was kind of what the Aries full moon brought for a lot of people. Very fiery, but allowed progress to be made that was necessary for some area of growth in our lives. All right, enough about the fiery full moon. Let's look at the cards. So for October, and we're at the very last week of this, we had Justice ruled by Libra, reminding us that to use that air energy of Libra and the Justice card to really help us find balance for what is fair and just for ourselves this month. And it also reminds us to put boundaries in place. And I think that, like, you know, the story I just shared really, like, challenged me to do that. And I think there's been a lot of opportunities with the Justice card this month that I've seen in myself, in clients that I've done readings for, in friends. And it's really, like, sometimes it's not easy. It can be a challenge. But, you know, what do we have to do to really feel that we're creating balance and feeling that we're being treated fair and we're treating ourselves fairly in situations? And sometimes that can include some harsh boundaries, but necessary boundaries. I shouldn't say harsh. It's just, you know, like, very strong boundaries. Our second card for October, which was pulled from the yearly overview January 1st of 2019, was the Seven of Swords, aka the Kim Kardashian card in Badass Bitches Tarot. And Seven of Swords is all about acting strategically and often not being able to please everyone in the process. This card can be a warning that, like Kim K and looking out for you, you might generate some haters. But, you know, I love this card. It's ruled by the Chariot. It's a card of victory. So this month could bring increased finances, a raise, recognition at work, but it also may ignite jealousy in others. But whatever, I always say with this card, good problems to have, because who wouldn't want Kardashian style abundance? All right, let's look at the card of the week. Our last weekly October card. Five of Cups, but reversed. Okay, with the fives, you guys, I almost always, prefer to see them reversed. So I'm really happy about this position for this week. So in the OG Smith Rider Waite deck, the Five of Cups shows this mofo and a long black cloak. I actually own one like this. I'm digging the cloak. Five stars for that. But anyway, he's staring down at these three cups that have been knocked over at his feet. And that's said to represent disappointments and failures, right? Like, it's loss. It's these cups that are just carelessly knocked over. And behind him, there are two full cups standing upright, representing new opportunities and potential. But because he doesn't notice them, he's just fixating on the spilled cups, which is kind of saying he's going to miss out on that goodness that's there, the good stuff that he's not even giving attention to because he's too busy kind of feeling like a victim over the cups that have been spilled. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, it's Barb the Builder, known for fixating on what she doesn't have, what isn't there, versus celebrating what is and what is working. Astrologically, Five of Cups is destructive Mars and pleasure-seeking Scorpio, so often representing lost pleasures or the inability to appreciate existing goodness that's already within your path. However, as I said, I love the reversal of this card, which really represents that, yes, you may have had a recent setback, but you see the situation more objectively, both acknowledging the loss and also forgiving yourself while observing the things that you're grateful for and deciding to use this as a lesson to become more hopeful about the future and kind of to evolve into a new perspective. I experienced this myself last weekend. Sometimes I get an early start and I'm like, okay, I already got a little of that. Hopefully that's it for the week. When I was in Toronto. And we all, well, minus the super enlightened masters out there, have our own blocks or areas we're still working on. For some of us, it's body image. For others, it's external love, i.e., if I only had a romantic partner, then I'd be happy. And for myself, it's always been financial lack. I grew up in a home where, when I was a child, that I was always being told we couldn't afford things. My dad would angrily laugh, huh, that's for rich people, or one of his favorites, freaking yuppies. The slang word for bougie back then in the 90s was yuppies. And damn, did I want to be one of those elusive yuppies that was magically deserving of all the things that my family and I apparently were not worthy of. I've done a lot of work on this. In my adult life, I've had a lot of money and I've also literally lost it all. And I can honestly say at this moment, I do trust the universe as a source of infinite abundance, and I'm so grateful for that every single day. But we all have our triggers. And for me, others expressing what I call angry lack sends me right back to the dinner table with my dad raging about money. So as much as I love Toronto and truly consider it a second home, one of my challenges to my visits there is I have a couple friends who constantly complain about lack of money. One of them often asks me for abundance spells and tips or meditations, while minutes later saying a high-end hotel or restaurant she attends with me are quote-unquote douchey. I gently called her out on it this past weekend. Who knows? Maybe it was the Aries full moon. I was feeling spicy. And I said, hey, I just have to say it. You ask me for abundance spells and meditations, but every time you call a luxurious experience douchey, you're literally pushing it further away from your realm of experience. You're saying to the universe, ick, that's for bad people. I'm not a bad person, so I don't want that. She stopped and said, oh my gosh, I didn't mean that at all. I want to reclaim that word, like so many people are doing with derogatory terms. I actually want to be douchey. Okay, I said, if that's where you're going, I can support that. Do it, girl. Really believe you deserve that douchery in your life and you will totally have it. It's a funny thing. I don't experience this in my day-to-day life in New York. Manhattan, for the most part, is an island filled with those who know that they can have and deserve the douchey life, to quote my Torontonian friend. It's almost a necessity to survive here. Overall, even those who haven't fully acquired it yet came to chase a dream and believe they're worthy of it. So I sometimes forget this old wound and then find myself getting triggered when individuals who desperately want to increase their financial situations condemn luxurious experiences and financially abundant people. So this was a Five of Cups reversed moment for me. I was like, I can leave with that old familiar, eek, please don't get your lack mentality on me, like a form of energetic chicken pox I've worked to clear since childhood. Or I can gently open a dialogue about the topic. And my friend actually thanked me afterward for that conversation. She told me, you know, a few years ago, you wouldn't have said anything, and I wouldn't have realized that my words were not only triggering to you, but maybe not being used in the way that I really wanted them to be. So thank you. I really do want to step into a more deserving place, and it's something I'm working on. I thanked her for her openness to really talking about something that can be uncomfortable and for the work that I really see her putting in. I also was so grateful to really see this block come up for me, be able to acknowledge it, and see that I still have work to do. Those situations are always, always mirrors for us. And the ones that feel like, ee, that doesn't feel good, make it stop, means you're still working through something. If I had totally cleared and healed my lack blocks, I wouldn't have felt that strong energetic ping of resistance at that comment. So I feel like that quintessentially is Five of Cups reversed. Like, there was a spill, and that might not feel great, but when you acknowledge it, along with taking the perspective of the whole situation and giving gratitude for what is working, maybe how far you or how far the other person have come. In my and my friend's case, it was both of us. It's actually a card of evolution and progress when you use it that way. That's the reversal. It is ruled by the Hierophant after all, so there's got to be some goodness in even the most challenging of the fives. So Anyway, I hope that you guys are able to turn this upcoming week into an amazing growth experience through Five of Cups Reversed. And I apologize, this is a short episode as my OG guest had to reschedule, but fear not, she will be here soon and you're going to love her. I also wanted to just get you the weekly cards because I know there was, you know, a little bit of that astrological drama last week and wanted to make sure that I'm getting you all that I can, even if my guest couldn't make it. So to quickly recap before we head out, this month we have RBG, the last week of October, the last week of RBG, the Justice card reminding us to use our intuition and our intellect to decipher what is fair and just and place boundaries in accordingly. We also have Seven of Swords, Kim Kardashian, indicating a strategic victory that could maybe not make everyone happy, but in this, you know, it is a victorious card, so ignore the haters and enjoy the win. And this week we have Five of Cups Reversed, reminding us that we may have the choice to be victimized by a setback or to use that less than fun or challenging situation to learn and evolve moving forward. Also, weekly Instagrams, Monday night, 7:30 p.m. Sorry about last week, was in Toronto and travel always gets in the way. I tried to move it from Sunday to Monday so that wouldn't happen, but cut to me traveling on a holiday Monday and missing my Instagram live. But yes, Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern time. Tune in to get your chance at a free live mini reading. You can also send through your questions in advance, DM me on Instagram or at badasswitchestarot.com, and I will get to as many of those as I can. Also, there will not be a podcast next weekend. So the 27th, which is going to be my City Witches Hampton retreat. And thank you so much to all of you guys who are coming. We're officially sold out. I cannot wait. It's going to be an incredible week of ritual, healing, connection, moving into that Scorpio new moon of transformation. Perfect timing. So I will be posting updates about that on CardsEB on Instagram and all my future events, whether it's retreats, readings across the City, LA, and Toronto. Stay tuned on at CardsEB and BadassBitchesTarot.com. Also, a really big special thank you to Valerie from Yamada for my amazing package. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love the earrings and healing stone bracelets. You can check out her Etsy and Instagram at _LLAMADA_. I always love when you guys send me beautiful DMs, messages, emails, oh my God, this was such a special package. So I'm so grateful for all of you who listen and get something out of the podcast, and that means the world to me. So have a great week. Thank you again. And as always, stay magical AF.